be on the phone now, Gavin from Bush.
I don't think, not that I'm aware of. No.
Gavin and his Bush?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Well, give me five today. We have driving songs.
Oh, yeah. So if you're out there on the road, you're going to hit the road for the Labor Day weekend, maybe five songs that will, you know.
Labor Day weekend. They're leaving on a Tuesday. That's great.
Yeah. Do it now. Go now.
That's perfect. Also, Ozzy wants to leave America.
Yeah.
And when he gives up on it.
Yeah. If Ozzy's throwing in the towel.
And heat watch. It's going to be very hot this week.
Oh, right? It sucks.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
It's supposed to be pretty hot.
Yeah.
This week.
This is the last hurrah, I guess.
Time again for heat watch. Which I hate on TV news.
It's really important. Everyone will die.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Except for the elderly and people who need this kind of guidance.
Right.
For the average person.
The average Joe.
If you have to tell them to drink water when it's hot, let's let them go.
Yeah, seriously. If they
at
don't
some
know,
point,
hey, I'm thirsty and can't figure out what to do about it.
Man, oh man, it's hot and I'm parched.
Let them drop dead.
I wish there was an answer for this.
Oh, here, maybe I'll turn on the TV news. They might have a suggestion.
Come on, for God's sake.
Phil.
Here's a report.
We'll show you how people are starting to stay cool. This has been the scene almost all day long here at the fountain at Grand Park. Nice cooling water.
Do you remember, though, when you used to like to have to go out in radio and go to some place that was, like, you know, relevant somehow, and you do whatever you could think to come up with a place to go. I know. How about a water fountain?
Yes. And then the pointless interviews. Yeah. Those are my favorite. Let's start this over because I want to play a ding every time he comes up with the word water.
Okay.
We'll show you how people are starting to stay cool. This has been the scene almost all day long here at the fountain at Grand Park. Nice cooling water. Ooh. Most of the little ones are the ones that are having the great time. They have the right idea. In fact, all the experts say if you want to stay cool, get in the water.
Get in the water. All the experts. That's, now, you know, I disagree.
That's some solid
No, treat. No. I know, like, 12 experts who say stay away from water when
Do
it's hot.
Really?
Fight. So, yeah.
There's a fight on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, then they interview people. Mm-hmm. And these are my favorites because these interviews are worth less. I don't know what it is about TV news, but if they interview somebody, they have to use it in the report.
Right.
They never, ever consider, like, did that guy give us anything that was important?
Let's not put it on the air.
No.
That goes
so
on the
here
air.
Are two interviews that they added into this report.
It's hot.
Even with this drink.
It's a little warm out here today.
Well, right. I don't know. Those are insightful.
So they used it's hot. And it's a little warm out here today.
Oh, it's a little warm. You know, that's... No, man. I learned more about myself from those interviews. I did. I saw deeper into my own soul. I wouldn't have learned what I learned today were it not for those interviews.
Let's get back to the water talk.
Okay.
Uptown, downtown, all around the town, most people were thinking water.
Hop in the water or jump in the pool.
That's what these people do.
And shade.
Shade was at a premium today. If you could sell it, you can make a fortune.
You know, we're throwing a little shade ourselves right now.
Yes, we are.
Where nicely I lived, it was 111.
Perhaps joking about it mentally could help ease the pain of the heat.
All right, now, I love this part.
Okay.
Because perhaps joking about it will help. Then he goes and talks to somebody at a hospital.
Hey, you. Come over here.
That's not experiencing any...
Because they're in an air-conditioned...
Right, no, but I'm saying, like, they don't have any patients that are there because of heat.
Sure.
But they might. So they have to go interview this person.
Right.
Who immediately says, don't have a good sense of humor about it.
Oh, I think the worst is yet to come. I think so far people have done a good job taking care of themselves, but as the temperatures have gotten over 100, it's just going to get hotter and hotter.
Dr. Elizabeth Berner of USC says her emergency room has not been overwhelmed with people suffering from heat exhaustion.
In fact, not a single soul has come in.
No one's come in complaining that it's too hot. However, I'm interviewing her.
And he just told us to laugh about it. It'll make it easier.
Yes.
But she's Nurse Ratched and she's really pissed.
But,
no.
But wait, he says nobody has come in to the
They're
hospital.
They're not even overwhelmed.
Wait for the yet.
Oh, yet.
Yet.
We're going to wait right here, and we're going to watch the people that come into the hospital. And if somebody comes in and they've got a heat stroke...
We got a story.
We are going to interview them, and they're going to say, it's hot.
The body's natural ability to cool itself might get overwhelmed. But make sure that you're staying cool in your environment. Use fans.
Oh.
Use cool towels.
Okay.
Drink a lot of liquids, but avoid alcohol and caffeinated beverages.
Forget it. This woman has no idea what she's talking about.
I think she
avoid
does.
Avoid alcohol.
I think she does.
If you're hot and you're not sweating, that's not a good sign.
Okay.
Another sign to watch out for is if you start to get dizzy or a little confused.
No. And the doctor said she can't say it enough. Drink plenty of water.
There it is. That's the report. That's a great report, and we thank you for your hard work. And what would we do without you?
I really learned how to deal with summer as a result of that report right there. I feel better.
Water.
Ding!
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne
right?
on 95.5 KLOS. Yeah!
No! He's not allowed!
Ozzy's leaving.
No!
He's leaving the country.
No, he's like my hero, man. My whole life, I've loved Ozzy Osbourne, as long as I can remember.
I mean, he was born there.
Yeah, well,
in England,
yeah, so is that bean guy. How's it doing for him? He's got to hate it over there by now. He was forced to get a tattoo of the queen.
He was not
bean.
Forced to do anything,
Oh, yeah. Really? I can't imagine. He did it on purpose.
So Ozzy has had it and is heading back to England. He wants to move back to England.
What was his exact quote? I don't remember. It's pretty...
Something about he doesn't want to die in crazy America.
I guess I did remember it.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Well, I mean, over there you get stabbed. At least it's quick here. You know, bang, and that's it.
And I don't know. I think a lot fewer people die from being stabbed.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I think he's worried about dying.
Yeah. Why? Everything's so calm. This is such a calm time.
If anybody's going to make it through, it's Ozzy.
Yeah, thank you.
Right?
If anyone can survive these crazy times, it is Ozzy Osbourne.
But when Ozzy leaves,
we're screwed.
What are we supposed to do?
I mean, if he's out,
right?
Why are we even trying to stay?
That's my point.
If he can't live here,
right?
Then what the hell is the point of any of us even trying at all?
Yes.
Is what we're saying. I don't know. I don't generally start petitions, but I'm thinking we're going to have to get one that is legally binding and make him stay.
Hi, I'm Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
I don't think we can force him to stay.
To.
I don't think that's possible.
Get Sharon on the phone.
Sharon could make him stay. That's for sure. Yesterday, we were talking about animals that behave weirdly.
That's true.
And we had a guy call in who said...
Oh, yeah.
Who said something, and I wrote down a topic for today based on it.
Yes.
The guy said that he had a chihuahua, and that every morning, like 1, 2, or 3
in the morning, the dog wakes up and starts barking at the ceiling fan.
For 23 seconds.
Like...
Yeah, by the way, 23 seconds
that's
of that
a very long time. That was like
deadly.
4 seconds right there, my friend.
That's crazy.
That was 4 seconds.
So then we said, I said, as a person who has trouble sleeping, that dog is gone.
Yeah, I can't.
I love dogs.
Yes.
But I need to sleep. And if that dog wakes up and barks at a ceiling fan.
For 23 seconds, he said.
Oh, my God. And then we said, why is that okay? And he goes, I don't know. My number was 23 in high school football. And we said,
wait, hold on. So that.
Okay, but.
First of all, it's 23 seconds every time?
That's what he said.
And that's okay because that was his jersey number in high school.
That's what he said.
That was very odd.
That was super odd. And I thought, why would that make it okay?
Opens a world of questions. Are you under the impression that somehow the dog knows? That it's, you know, your
this
number?
Is one time every second for 23 seconds? I don't know. But the people have. Favorite
yes,
numbers.
Very much. Very
and
true.
Numerology is, you know, it's a study of like the difference between a number and a coinciding event.
Right.
It's important.
And it's lucky for that dog that he has come to that conclusion.
That guy's an idiot. Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's how he was able to say, all right, I'll keep the dog because
that's
23 seconds, so I won't get
rid of
this.
You have a favorite number?
I do. 13.
Why?
Because I love playing it on roulette.
Why?
Because it clears the table most of the time. I sit down and it starts
because
throwing.
Nobody wants to sit with you and play if you're betting on 13.
Especially when I win.
Because it's an unlucky number.
Now, that doesn't make sense to me. But I know that 13 is considered an unlucky number.
Well,
so
I'm saying that doesn't have to make sense to you.
No.
But you have to understand that that's unlucky to everybody
exactly.
else. And that way, when you sit down and say 13, you know their behavior
especially when
is
I win, they're going to stay split. And
really?
Then I got the table to myself and a couple other chill people.
Really?
And we just sit there and play and everything's fine. But yeah, it's not the main reason, but that's because if 13 is unlucky to other people, I figure, well, all right, that's my lucky number.
What is the lucky number supposed to be? Seven?
Seven.
Is that the
always
number?
Seven. Yeah. Well, at least I guess eight, if in the Asian culture for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Eight is a lucky number, but seven here are these United States, USA!
All right.
USA!
So numbers, what numbers are important to you and why?
Yeah, and why?
Do you play the lottery with those numbers every single time?
Do you have a set of numbers you play every time?
I don't. I just have it be random. I don't really have a favorite number.
No.
I have a couple that are important to me because they were my number in sports, just like him.
Okay, and you let dogs bark that long?
No, that's crazy talk. What is he, nuts? Yeah, my dog barks at 1 a.m. for 23 seconds at a ceiling fan and then stops. But it's okay because my number in football was 23. Now, what?
If the dog barked for 16 seconds, that dog would be out of there.
Right.
Done.
22, 24, that dog is gone. So what is your number and why is it your number?
Why do you consider it a good number or a lucky number or
818-955-KLOS. I do believe every time we do a contest, we take caller 13. And I do believe that's because of you.
It is. And it's actually over that other station, not the one that we came from, but the Jacques.
Yes.
You know, with the no DJs.
Right.
They also take caller 13. And that's
because
also
of you.
Because of me.
Wow. You're really influencing things.
Everything's going to be 13 by the time I'm done with it.
So what's your number and why and do you believe in it? 818-955 KLOS.
13 is also kind of a lucky number for me because it was the first time I got a tiny bit of action. So, you know what I mean?
When you were 13 years old?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was like a
define
a older.
Tiny bit
tiniest
of action.
Bit. To me, it was a world. Like, wow! Woo! And then I'm like, well, that wasn't really anything. But, you know, at the time, it's a big deal.
What?
Nope. Let's just move on.
First base?
A little less than that.
A little less. Yeah. So you stumbled out of the batter's box.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly.
At 13, that was the greatest
thing. Yes, it was
all right,
amazing.
We're talking about numerology and what your favorite number is and why.
Yes, I was wondering if you knew why Friday the 13th was unlucky.
No, why? Other than Jason.
Well, because the King of France on Friday the 13th ordered his troops to arrest all the Knights Templar and have them executed.
Oh, well, there you go. That was on a Friday the 13th. Huh?
So that's where that comes from, ultimately?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yes, sir.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, there you go. Do you have a lucky number or an unlucky one yourself?
Seven.
Seven is your lucky number.
Because it's everybody's lucky number, the perfect number?
Well, kind of.
Okay. Do you ever worry about Friday the 13th? Does that ever factor into your...
No, I'm not really a superstitious person.
Okay, same.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the info. Very interesting. Thanks.
All right, no
thank you.
Take care.
Woo!
Yeah. Listen to that song we played a minute ago.
KLOS, hello.
Aerosmith. He says, as
yo, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
We're talking about numbers.
Yes.
And what they mean.
What's your favorite number?
All right. Well, 8 is a good one. 23. And of course, 420. Come on now.
Yeah, 420.
420, yes. Around. I understand why. But why 8 and why 23?
Birthdays in August.
Okay.
And then 23 is just a lucky number. Plus, that's my birthday. I share it with Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, Black Mamba.
Okay.
And, 69 is a good one, but that's just a little...
Of course.
You're throwing out some of my favorite numbers, I have to say. It's true. Right on, man.
Well,
thanks for calling.
We're on the same page.
Yes. Thanks for calling.
Cheers.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Favorite number.
Lucky numbers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, 7 and 11, which happens to be my birthday.
Ah, there you go.
I wonder if most people's favorite numbers are their birthdays.
Yeah. That's what
you can't forget my birthday because it's on every corner.
Yeah, that's true. Do you use 7 and 11 in your, do you buy lottery tickets or anything else?
No, just playing craps.
Oh, right on.
You play craps using 7 and 11, though?
Yes and no.
Sevens?
I just go with my gut.
Okay,
yeah,
all sevens,
right. Yeah.
Seven's the best number to play for craps.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Right on, thanks for calling. Oh, there you go, 818-955-KLOS. Talk to us about your favorite numbers. Why?
And why?
And why?
Plus, what's the reason?
And why?
We're talking about your favorite number and why. You have one?
Yes, 11.
Because?
11, the time and all that goes with it has followed me around all my life.
Do get obsessed when I see the clock say 11, especially when it's 11, 11, 11 on 11, 11. I do get really weirded out, but I like it.
Right, but it is 11, 11 every day.
Twice a day.
Twice.
Yeah, at least 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, you look over and you see that it's 11, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of spooky, you know? Supposedly you're supposed to make a wish on that or something. I wasn't born. I was born on the 25th.
Damn it!
So that has nothing to do with anything.
We need to go back in time and change that to 11-11.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Right on. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
My lucky numbers actually go down in KLOS history.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, Mr. Roberts, the last time I talked to him, I won a lot of stuff in my day, no matter what radio station it is. But number 13 was when my mom was born, and the number 38 was her year. So when I presented my passport in 2007 to the KLOS Beverly Hills On Present Led Zeppelin Go to Europe contest, Cynthia Fox gave me my number as 131038.
Shut your mouth.
I literally dropped over as Mr. John LeChuck. I just went, bro, you're just too much. And wow. I just couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And I won, of course.
Wow.
And it was the best prize I've ever won that KLOS has ever given away.
Right on, man. Thank you very much for calling, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, talking about your favorite number and why.
13. I was, I'm one of 13 born in the family.
Wow.
You have 12 brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Seven boys, six girls.
All right.
And I had the 13th grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to be born on the 13th, but she was born on the 31st, which is 13.
Hey, there you go. That does it for me. That works. 31, 13. Yeah. It's good to go.
I like how people just switch things around.
Whatever it takes.
If it makes it easier.
It's the only number that hits for me on Lotto, so what am I going to do?
Well, right? There you go. Right on. Well, right on, fellow 13.
If it's working, keep it up.
Yes, sir. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
My favorite number is 13 because that's the day I saw Paul McCartney.
Oh, really?
That's the day you saw Paul McCartney.
Woo! Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Your show is awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Your favorite number and why?
Scott from Camarillo, a.k.a. Cambodia. Favorite number, 71.
Because?
Wow, 71. That's way up there in the rafters. Why? Yeah.
It's a 69 with two fingers up your...
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
We have a winner. Chicken dinner.
Gimme five.
Gimme
five. I think you're an octave high.
That was a bit high.
You're a bit high. You're always high.
Songs in a row.
Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is driving songs.
Yeah, if you're not in your car right this second, stop whatever you're doing, quit working for the man, run out to your vehicle, hop in, and get driving.
That's the perfect thing to say in Los Angeles. Everyone, go get your cars.
Go get your cars, go! It's got five driving songs, and if you have any suggestions, 818-955-KLOS. When you don't have some idiot going 3 miles in front of you, 3 miles an hour, and when the highway is clear, and when you're able to go like 85.
That's a lot of wins.
Right?
Yeah.
But are you very happy to drive still, young Kevin?
Yeah, I am.
I love driving.
I love it, yeah.
I really love being behind the wheel. I think you have to live here in Los Angeles.
With a song like this, you roll down the windows, reach out between your legs, you know.
There's five driving songs on Gimme Five on KLOS.
We are doing Gimme Five driving songs. KLOS, hello.
Rush, Red Barchetta.
Nice, good one. Awesome. Who are you?
I'm Mark.
Mark! Who are you now? Are you driving?
No, I've just got my driveway in my home.
Well, turn around and get back out on the road, man.
That's Slugger's demand of you.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, man.
He's refusing to do it.
It's Gimme Five. At 5 o'clock every day, we do five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is driving songs.
Get on your motor scooter and ride.
Do it.
Come over here. Give me a little. Come on. For.
It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. It is driving songs today.
And maybe you have one. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hi. Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, loaded up and trucking.
We gonna do what they say can't be done.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
We're gonna watch old Bandit run.
My head on Smokey Bear and I'm tail grabbing your ass.
Wow, that was a disaster.
How about that?
Westbound and down, 18-wheeler rolling. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
It's the same.
I don't know.
It's the same. Brian in San Pedro says, how about Highway Star by Deep Purple?
Oh, good one, Brian. San Pedro? Hell yeah.
Tweeted that at Kevin and Slugger.
You can always do that as well as for the Give Me Five. So let's say this is number five. It's Highway Star, Deep Purple. A great driving song. I hope you had an open lane for that. But this time of day, not a chance.
Not an open lane. A lane anywhere in Southern California.
That is a fact. Hey, it's actually a twofer, by the way. You can get some more Deep Purple in just a matter of moments.
You break up twofers. That's not cool.
I know. It's just to screw
that's
with
bogus.
People.
It's totally bogus.
Moogoo Guy Pan. As promised earlier, the other half of your Deep Purple twofer, that is Hush on KLOS. Two for Tuesday.
Made people wait for that one.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about the airdrop on the Southwest Airlines?
Oh, that's when you just drop it to someone else's phone.
If you have an iPhone and you have it set, you can receive things from everyone.
Right. Yep. Anyone.
You can set it that way.
Yep.
And so people share pictures when they get on a plane because they're all in close proximity.
You can share it to anybody that has their phone open.
Correct.
On a plane.
If they have it set that way. And most people do have it set that way.
Yep. Yep.
So, except for a guy got on a Southwest Airlines plane. I assume it was a guy because he started sharing nudes. Of himself.
Oh, come on.
Airdropping
really?
Nudes of himself.
So you're sitting there, you're thinking, I wonder what movie I'll watch on this plane.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
boom, there it is. And the pilot basically says, listen, I'll turn this plane around.
Pilot got wind of it?
This is a true recording from somebody's phone on the Southwest Airlines plane while he was dealing with the fact that somebody was sending nudes to everybody. Listen.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security called. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Java.
Quit sending naked pictures.
So you think he's doing it on purpose, or he maybe just didn't? I mean, did they
think
find out
somebody's doing it on
did
purpose?
Did they go around and check everybody's member to see who it was?
I don't think so. It sounded like that threat worked.
Yeah,
because then they went on with the flight.
Wait, I need to hear that again because that was hilarious.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
You kids, don't make me turn this airplane around.
Stop sending naked pictures and let's get you guys to Cabo. Those are some great words
from
the pilot.
You're sending nude pictures when you're in Cabo, not on the ground in
LA. I've done this before where I send airdrop pictures to people.
To just random people?
Just to random people on an airplane. But mine were funny. Mine was like President Donald Trump with kind of a mashup with the Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, those are weird
They're
pictures.
Hilarious.
Dude, those are so bizarre.
I sent some of those. But no one complained. Because
you didn't get the captain on board going.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined.
I am so happy that here in 2022, that guy's still cranking out music that I like a lot.
Agreed.
Ozzy, and that is patient number 9. I'm going to show you a picture, Kevin, that he posted just a few hours ago. Ozzy, here, take a look. It's him having tea. Is that the most G-rated thing you've ever
That's
seen?
That's fantastic.
Look at them glasses, man.
Tiny so little
cool.
teacup.
Yeah. It's Ozzy.
Having the time of his life.
Yeah.
He wants to move out of the United States. Yeah.
No.
He wants to leave the United States. Oh, it's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Ozzy wants to leave the United States because it's crazy. Because we're crazy. When you lose the Prince of Darkness, it's possible you're doing something wrong.
We're sorry, Ozzy. We'll try to make this country better. Stay, dude.
The hell?
Stay, please.
We talk numerology, and apparently the number 1111 is the greatest number of all time because it's an international rainbow angel coalition.
So from now on, your lucky number is 11.
And it's Heat Watch all the way through Monday, Labor Day.
Heat Watch!
Heat 22!
So drink water.
All right, I'm going to go home. Yeah, thanks. That was so helpful. I'm going to go home and watch the number 11 or watch the heat or something. I don't know.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. Right now, we have a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Nice.
We'd like to give those away to caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Hey, KLOS, who's this?
Manuel.
Manuel, you are caller 13.
Good response. I like that, Manuel.
Nicely done. You got a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Nice.
I looked up 1111.
Yeah.
Talking about numbers.
Uh-huh.
Not only is 1111 considered a master number.
Master number.
It's also an angel number.
Angel
through
number.
Which your spirit guides may be contacting you.
Wow. All right, so
did
11.
Did you know that?
No, I did not. That's right.
There's a lot more. There's a tremendous amount more.
I knew there was a lot on 1111.
You may see 1111 on our clock. It might show up in the most mundane of places, like that's how much your gas costs. You might see it on a license plate.
So it's an angel telling me that I should stop spending so much on gas?
Yes.
I see.
It says wherever you see it, you can rest assured knowing that you're heading in the right direction in terms of spiritual growth.
Well, that's
great news.
Oh, yeah.
We should call her 11.
No.
Do you think you could bend a little bit on your 13?
No.
Let's say caller 11.
No.
Let's
go to hell.
11.
No. All right, fine.
We're going to do caller 11. So you have to go through 1,001. Caller 11.
You burn in hell, sir.
You win a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. You get a 4-pack of tickets. 818-955-KLOS.
Caller 11?
Caller 11.
Yeah.
Sounds weird. We've been talking about numbers all hour long, and 1111 is some kind of special number. So let's take caller 11. Where are we?
All right, we've gone through 8 calls so far. KLOS, you are caller 9.
Oh,
sorry, it's not your lucky number.
Yeah, KLOS, you're caller 10.
Did I win anything?
No, sorry. Because Kevin here decided it needs to be caller 11.
Caller 11, so. You don't win either way, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
You're the best, though.
I'm a cry.
Love you. Love you and bye. Okay.
Never use 10 as a lucky number, it sucks. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Nicole.
Nicole, have you ever considered the number 11 to be lucky for you?
As right now.
It is right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I can't believe I won.
You got a family 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, where they have Harry Potter World, and you need to try the butterbeer.
Yeah, down some butterbeer as soon as you get there.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. And go running around screaming 11 and get some waffles like on Stranger Things.
And go and show up at 11.
Yeah, show up at 11.
And leave at 11.
Yeah, stay there for 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's 12 hours.
But shut up. I can't do math.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon talking about Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary. You want to go?
That is going
to
be such an insane party. I mean, they always, those guys know how to play.
Yes, they do.
And they want you to come play with them.
To get in, you have to text the word Renee. The name Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683.
It's happening at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood on October 8th. And Renee is the word to text right now to try and get on that that invite list.
68683. Renee, good luck. Let's talk about Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary.
Yeah, coming up October 8th.
They're having a party at the Hard Rock Cafe, and you can get into it by texting.
Yeah, what's the word this hour?
Hard Rock.
And that's one word.
Hard Rock.
That's confusing. One word.
68683.
Text it right now, and you might be going on October 8th, courtesy of KLOS. Are you or someone you love or someone you hate a big fan of the Beach Boys album Surf's Up? It was released on this day in rock in 1971. It was fairly early days, but Nirvana headlined the Reading Festival in England on this day in rock in 1992. David Letterman's first show on CBS was on this night in rock in 1993. Who was his very first musical guest on CBS? Billy Joel.